Okay. Let's see. Today we got Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Now, I said to Adam, I said, get me some grease pencils, man. Grease pencils, you guys know what a grease pencil is. Maybe they may not be that common, but in our business, we used to use grease pencils to mark where we wanted the level to be, like on the board, where we wanted the pot, where how the level we wanted to set the either the pot or the, you know, volume at, or the fader. Man, I could use me someone else. I said to Adam, get me some grease pencils, man, on your travels. Because that's what I'm lacking here, man. Now, I know I could use some tape. A lot of times you can put tape, and you literally lay the tape right across the fader track so that it can't go any higher than where you want it to be. That's not a bad idea, especially music. The music in this motherfucking show is just all over the board, so... Tonight we got Jay Sanos favorite moments, which we're going to read from the fan page that you guys have been putting in there. Thank you so very much. Big shout of appreciation to everybody, Melissa over at the BSP page, and all you guys that are a fan page, and all the Facebook friends, everybody that follows us on Twitter. I really appreciate all of you. Yes, we were off for the week. We did a very light. You know, we were very lightly in touch with you guys in terms of stuff. Not really much to report other than, you know, we're getting our video streaming going. And, you know, it's just like, just a thing, man. Live video stream has turned out that we have an antiquated TriCaster. So we're buying a new TriCaster. We're buying actually a mini caster, which is much, much smaller. Now, this is not... this big screen here that you see, that's not really the size of the TriCaster. We're always going to have this screen, I think. But the TriCaster we have is below, underneath the desk here. It's about, you know, about that wide. Wait, you can't see, can you? About that wide. Pretty big, and it's pretty, and it's deep. And it heats up. And that's, and it also uses a different... It's using different language than what the newer ones use, so we just get, you know, got to get rid of it and do a new thing, and so we will be back to our regular. We'll be back to regular order shortly. Then Steve Bozell on Hawaii winning the Little League World Series, and him not knowing that Hawaii was a state, although he did, but he made a big deal out of it.
Hawaii's a state,
and I think he did that because maybe Steve had to say it's a territory. So, Steve...
Yeah, and I know Hawaii is a territory. It's part of the United States, and...
No, what? It's a state.
Yeah, Hawaii is a state. Right. Okay, well, so Puerto Rico's a state.
No, Puerto Rico is not a state. You're talking about that man that hassled that woman, right?
What man hassled what woman?
You know what we're talking about. Testing 1-2. Okay, so... there's that. Then... Vernon Dozier needs to come on again and talk about, well, the fact that we're going to tell it, we're going to broadcast, we're going to stream. Now, who's the play-by-play guy? My understanding is aren't you getting that
Justin McElroy? I think that,
Justin McElroy.
I don't know who he is.
He's a high school senior at another, or maybe he's graduated.
Justin McElroy do the play-by-play, huh?
That's my understanding, yeah. Okay, it's second down and three to go, and he ran the ball to the two. Well, yeah, that's what he done, all right.
That sounds real good.
This Jack I Gag, they're here for the Belmar Academy Slaughterhouse. Boy, have I fallen a long way. I used to do professional football at the Milwaukee Lions games, and now here I am doing games in the Watusi League.
That's kind of racist. I probably should rename that. I'd call it like the Lettuce Belt League or some shit.
And now here I am doing California high school. Cool, man.
That's Brett Morrison here.
Yeah, it's great. So anyway, second down here for the... So Jack I Gag, they're here second down. Yeah, that's right. Jack is from Chicago. So he's got that Chicago thing, you know? That's how they talk in Chicago.
They talk like this in New York, right? If you talk like this, generally it's New York, but Chicago is more like this. Hey, Mac, you gonna move your truck? The fuck is this?
Oh, man. If I was Chris Cuomo, I'd fucking go home and commit suicide. Not, you know, it's just the people he's got to talk to and that fucking thing. Ooh.
Be right. Speed.
Something that somebody's gonna jump my ass. That says it's no royalties owed. It's a cop, not in other words, there's royalty free music. So, 1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2. Well, we're not doing that tonight, we're doing something different. So those are the three things. Vernon Dozier, let me just double check here. Jay Reed's okay. So, Jay Sanis is in studio, Steve Bozell. he's probably out at the pond. I think it's like, Steve's got to be at the pond now, man. He's we got like three fucking pond beds. I can't find them right now. Although I found like two. Although we did make a big step in the right direction. We moved all of our sound effects over to a different computer. So now we have two sources, which is amazingly fucking cool. Here is Field with Crickets. This can't be it. This can't be it. Yeah, I guess this is it. Why is... Get out of here, man. What's all this fucking EQ doing on this music? And what's this EQ doing on the motherfucking microphone? You know what happens is, I fuck around with the EQ and I forget to change the source. So... Oh, I need to check the EQ on the fucking phone. And I'm on the microphone. I haven't moved the source over to the phone. And I'm just jacking around with this shit. Next thing you know, I'm on the... That happened, and I didn't discover it till after the show. There was a whole segment where I was muffled and shitty sounding. Like, what the fuck happened there? And I just did this now. Like, I had EQ all of the music. You know, EQ music. No fucking way, man. There's a guy, John Tower. He was a big man in Texas.
We're talking to McCain now. I guess John Tower was
McCain's. There's Robert Dole. All these old timers in the Senate. The guy Kerry. There was another Kerry from Nebraska. John Kerry from Nebraska. He was a Vietnam veteran. We had two Vietnam vets in the Congress. John Kerry, both of them Democrats. John Kerry from Nebraska, and then John Kerry from wherever the John Kerry is from. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, so there's that. Steve Ozell is at his pond. And then we have... what are you doing, dude? Why is that... doing that? Okay. So... and then Vernon Dozier. William Cohen, former U.S. Senator.
Oh, man. Fucking cunt.
Excuse my French. What's with Major League Baseball in these fucking uniforms? Christ, I hate them. I guess maybe... they'll probably grow on me, you know? And I guess people like them. I guess people are tired of the old home... The road grays and the home whites, you know? They're just not digging it. The fucking devil Tampa Bay... it's got... Yellow and purple or some fucked up looking color like in the Yankees. God damn, they're god awful. Fucking god awful. You fuck with the Yankee pinstripes? Are you kidding me? Who in the fucking league? I'm sure that's just a one-time only thing, but God, they're god awful. The Dodgers? Look at the fucked up uniform they got. They got a sky blue looking or no, baby blue fucking cap. Fucked up blue jerseys. I don't know, man. It looks all fucking bush league to me. He's out. He's a howl. Who were they playing today? San Diego with the yellow fucking hats. It's gone to Dodger Stadium, man. It's a Sunday game. The fucking place is empty. What if L.A. and New York become so underpopulated they have to... Was this a doubleheader or something? Because Dodger Stadium's like fucking empty.
Dodgers are 2.5 behind in the NL West.
That ain't bad. All right, man. You know the greatest thing that ever happened to me? Is this fucking... Is the Bank of America app. It's great. I don't know what bank... If you got B of A, get the app. You can deposit from the app. You take a picture of the check, take a picture of the flip side, and you've deposited it. And you you hold on to the check for a week or so, make sure that it processes. But you no more trips to the bank, man. No more trips. You know, the only time I go to the bank now is to say, why, what's this fucking charge on my fucking, you know... But I love it. Christ, it's the greatest thing since sliced goddamn bread as far as I'm concerned, man. Because I get these residual checks. Means, you know, you got a bunch of checks. They're not for a lot of money, but, you know, they add up. So I got a stack of checks. And rather than go in and do a whole goddamn deposit slip thing, you just boom, boom, boom. You take pictures of both sides of the check, the front, the endorsed back. How much is the check? What account do you want it to go into? And that's it. And you hit, boing, make deposit, go on to the next check, and the next check, and the next check. And then they send a confirmation for each check to your email. And you're you know, you're cooking with gas, as the old timers used to say.
All right, man.
Can't keep holding out forever. Ready? Hey, Phil Hendry here. Phil Hendry here. Yo. Hi, Phil Hendry here. Hey, football season is upon us, man. It's laying on top of us. No one covers football like Podcast One Sportsnet. We got you covered on a daily basis with the Dan Patrick and Rich Eisen shows. Not to mention each week you can listen to RJ Bell's Dream Preview to get the best picks from Vegas, or Ross Tucker's Fantasy Feast podcast to stay on top in your fantasy league. We also have Revenge of the Jocks with Martellus Bennett, and even Coach Jim Harbaugh is part of the podcast. One Sportsnet team with his show Attack Each Day, the Harbaugh's podcast. So download all of these shows and more.